What is up, y'all? Welcome to the Stop Playing With Me podcast. I am your lovely, beautiful, talented, intelligent, competent, confident, wealthy, oh God, co-host, Kirsten S. Lewis. And honey, I am accompanied by none other than the Holy Ghost. Honey, clap it up for the Holy Ghost, because let's be very clear, there would never be a me if it has not been for him. And I just want to make it very clear that he's the only one that can tell me what to do. And I don't know if y'all saw Jennifer Hudson's video when she said, if you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, then you can't tell me what to do. But it was Jill Scott. Child, please. Y'all know I'm still learning how to be cultured. Charge to my head and not my heart. But he's the only one that can tell me what to do. And so welcome to the party, y'all. We want to give honor where honor's due for sure before we pop into this thing and hit the ground running, coming in high, all that good stuff, whatever the phrases and nuances. I'm tired, but we're going to keep it rolling, because this podcast is simply based upon my journey of wanting to become more confident. Becoming more confident in who I am, becoming more confident in my mess ups, in my shortcomings, in my mistakes, and being completely okay with not being the perfectionist, honey. Listen, because confidence can be found in literally anything that you do, just as long as you take ownership of who you are and whose you are. Because remember, we're not boasting in our own abilities, but we're boasting in the abilities that Christ has afforded us after the cross. Let's be very clear. His word says that I will be confident in this, that I will see your goodness in the land of the living. And so we boasting about the Lord's goodness all 2023 long. And I'm just trying to get a consensus to see how, to see who all is on board. So make sure you share with your friends, your family, with your uncles, your mama, your cousins and them. And let's get this thing popping. Now that the formalities are out of the way, man, this woman of God that I have invited to the stage today is a whirlwind. We were literally just talking off camera, and I told her, I said, this is going to be a bit of a wild card, because we have done ministry together and we have served countless Sundays, countless, we don't have Wednesday services yet, but whenever there was a function, we was always there serving in our respective areas, but we never really gotten a chance to get to know each other in depth. And so I have had the honor of getting to know so much more of who this woman is. And I want y'all to meet her, Chesley Butler. Welcome, girl.
Hey. Thanks for having me, Kirsten.
Girl, you already know what it is. And of course y'all didn't hear this because we was off stage and offset. But she was saying, like, even before we started recording, that she had turned down multiple podcasts prior to this one. And so honestly, I just want to go ahead and publicly acknowledge it's an honor.
Thank you. And it's an honor to be here with you too.
Man, so how are you feeling today?
I feel good. Like, honestly, I feel good. I've had a good morning.
Yeah.
I've had a good day. And I'm happy to be here. So, listen, I feel good.
And you look good, too. She just sat here and sprinkled back black girl magic all over the set. It's glitter and stuff on the floor. I just sat here and put on my Greek sweater.
What? Gary should have told me I would have came here.
Listen, girl, please. I love all of this. And, child, one day I'm going to be just like you when I grow up.
Girl, you already there. You already there.
I receive it, girl.
So, gotcha.
But look, you got your black girl magic sprinkled all over the couch, and I'm just trying to, I don't know how I'm going to clean it up. You looking so good.
You know. Well, I hope I leave it here for the next person to grace them.
Girl, period. So, okay, before we get too deep in the conversation, tell the people about you.
Well, I'm Chesley Butler. I am, as I was just telling Kirsten, I'm a serial entrepreneur.
Ooh.
Took me a minute to tell people that. However, I have actually been in business since 2016. Mm-hmm. I'm a business consultant, recruiter, and I own a property management group. We help people in sales transition their teams to hit their goals on target, as well as put people in the right places mm-hmm. with our recruiting agency, as well as with my property management group. It actually gives people the opportunity to come in, learn from me, whether it be commercial cleaning, mm-hmm. real estate, or concierge services. They come in, seeking a job, but they find a friend,
wow.
a mentor, and they're able to actually go out and start their footing. If what I do is something they desire,
yeah.
I don't mind putting them in position to do it.
Yeah. So how did this serial entrepreneurship, I really want to go back to that, friend. Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
So, I actually decided to start working off my skill set.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure if you're like me. I went to school, had a major, wonderful major, biology. Continued on, mm-hmm. thought I was going to be a dentist. Got my master's, healthcare.
Honey, kind of real quick, go off in the chat if you know you got your degree and you child, that the thing's still sitting there.
In the middle of collecting all of dust. That, I started learning sales.
Man.
Started learning customer service. Started getting jobs in those places that was only paying commission only. And yeah. I was one that stuck it out,
man.
I became a team lead.
That takes like a lot of endurance.
Right.
For sure.
Took a lot of patience, a lot of, was able to come into people's business and add value.
Absolutely.
Where I didn't know I was even adding value. They started mentoring me. Mm-hmm. Not only do I got a boss, I got a leader now. And as they poured into me, I was like, okay, I'm learning this skill set. And if everybody else could see it the way I see it when mm-hmm. they walk through the door, then maybe they'll stay and they'll make a little money, right?
Yeah.
That's how I saw it at first. But as I started teaching people what I knew, mm-hmm. Just being in a position as a team lead, encountering new people, some would come, some would stay. We do wonderful sales together. We hit our goals together. Some would leave immediately. But they always spun the block.
Mm-hmm.
They always reach out. I remember what you told wow. me. I remember this. And they always encourage me, like, I hope that you become an agent. I hope that you get what you're seeking.
Yeah.
And God was just building me
yeah.
for what was next. And I thought it was, hey, I'll just be an agent doing insurance, right? But God was like, no, I need you to build and teach people.
Wow.
Teach them how you stuck it out, how you came in. And so 2016, I started, okay, let me start consulting a little bit. But 2020, when the world was going crazy, I started to tap out and I'm working full time. And I'm like, okay, God, I know you want me to have my mm-hmm. agency, but that ain't looking like what it's looking like
so
right
now.
So
you started to burn out working your 9-to-5.
Burn out working my 9-to-5. It was no more to the point where I wanted to have my own ownership.
Okay.
Same thing that I was doing. However, I went to do my taxes and, you know, you got a CPA. You know, they start looking over your portfolio. They ask you what your goals are, what you're planning to do. And she said, you're financially challenged. Like you say, work. Come again. What do you mean?
I'm sorry.
She was like, you just told me everything that you wanted to do.
Wow.
You told me that you were in position to gain your own mm-hmm. agency. But I'm doing the numbers here, and here's what it looks like. You said you needed this amount of money. This is what you make. You work 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. What else are you going to do to make up for what you're losing?
Ugh.
I'm like, okay. And I started like, okay, well, maybe I can start doing this, driving Lyft. Maybe I can do this to add into yeah. the value of it. But as I started praying about it, like I said, I went on a fast 2018 yeah. and God told me then, like, you're not financially responsible. It's really not your time.
Not God confirming what.
In fact, this was before. This was pre. It was first I'm thinking me just being financially, hey, you're not financially savvy enough to have this, right? And I'm like, okay, well, we're gonna put this off. 2020 comes. Right before that, I was told, hey, listen, no, this is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The money you making is a problem. If this, ma'am, you need to go back home, find somebody to let you live for free. And we're going to do it. And that's so funny. Like, you know, and it was everything that I was willing, but God saw it different for me. Man. And I just kept feeling that. And as I was navigating, looking for different jobs, God was like, I didn't tell you to do that. I told you to leave your job and steward well with what you have. I've given you the ability. I've given you the brains. And I'm going to have to give you the confidence.
And as much as we don't like to talk about it, it is definitely extremely common for the Lord to call us out of stuff. Because I was even telling you off camera, there has definitely been a lot of opportunities since me being an entrepreneur. We're going on about 2 years now, maybe 2 years and some change. And yes. Things have been growing like exponentially, I think that's the word. But things have been growing fast and the transitions have been like weird. But there are certain connections that the Lord has been pruning my heart to prune in my life, if that makes sense.
Correct.
And so I completely understand that tugging feeling of feeling burnt out. And even when you said I was getting tapped out and my CPA, the person who holds me financially accountable, says I'm financially challenged, and no matter what I'm doing on this end, working literally majority of my days and still not making enough to put forth the thing that God actually called me to,
right?
Something has to change. And like you said, I think you were also saying, so I'm just going to pick up some odd jobs. I'm going to just, you know, do some stuff on the side, right? And God was like, actually, I need you to walk away.
Hardest decision I could have ever made, because you would have thought I was about to give me a new job, start making over six figures because right. of the position I held where I was at. You would have literally thought, and I mean, I cried behind that mask. You know, we had a woman. I cried my eyes out because I said, these people don't understand me. But God gave me these instructions, and we're going to go with God. We're going to go with God.
The safest place in the whole wide world.
Right, because I'm in good standings with this company. And if I need to come on back, I'm going to slide back through here. But no, 13 days out, I'm like, God, it ain't happening quick enough. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting on my couch, boohoo crying.
Man.
I have 6 beautiful nieces. My oldest one.
Rich fine auntie energy.
Yeah, we are like this.
Yeah.
And it was going to be her first time traveling to Atlanta. She was excited. I'm sitting on the couch, toe up, crying.
Oh.
Because I'm like, Lord.
Now you going to got to do something now.
It's been 13 days. I ain't hit it big yet. I'm just toe up. And I remember getting myself together, telling my niece, get on the road in the morning and come. And as I'm taking my shower, coming out, I wrote on the mirror, get prepared. Mm-hmm. Just prepare. I remember just prepare. And I said, okay. All right, God. We just going to prepare. Mm. I will say this. That was 2020. It's 2023.
Right.
I went without a lot.
Yeah.
And you would never know it.
Yeah.
You would never know it because I made a decision. Mm-hmm. I made a decision that, God, we're going to do this thing together.
Facts.
That young man who prophesied in 2017, 2016, told me to build with you. Now I need to go back and apologize because I told him he was everything, but I didn't tell him to his face. But
everything behind but
a but a child of God. God didn't tell you, give you that message. But as I was building with God, God started working on my confidence.
Man.
He brought me out of where I was just at the house chilling. Mm. Like, okay, I really want to serve God. I know your word. I know you've called us to serve. I want to do that too. Got in that position thinking, you know what? I'm going to just sit over here and serve. Nobody's going to notice me. Nobody's going to know who I am. And it was funny. It didn't dawn on me. I thought like, okay, I show up. I steward people well. Mm-hmm. You know, I do right. You know, hey, I get them what they need.
Pause, because I just want to make clear to air, make it very clear. Chesley will serve her face off. I want to be very clear. She is probably one of the most humble servants I have ever met to be completely honest with you. And the fact that she serves with such gratitude, and it's like she does not mind, if I'm not mistaken, she does not mind one serving, but she also does not mind being in the back, playing the background, you know, making sure everybody else have what they need on the back end. She's literally one of the most hardworking servants I've ever met, for sure. But back to your regularly scheduled program.
Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah.
But you decided to start serving at church and in ministry, but that was right in the cusp of
me not knowing what direction my businesses was going in. Mm. It was coming down to the little contracts I had.
Yeah.
I'm telling them, hey, I got this good idea that could go along. You know, I'm thinking they just didn't get time to get to my idea, right?
Right.
Then I started to realize that no, it's not. They didn't want to have time to get to it. They just want you to do what they need you to do. And you've outgrown that. Yeah. And literally God started moving stuff, just making it to where I didn't have time to do this anymore. And I'm like, dang, I hope they don't think the worst of me.
Right,
but
man.
God was showing me that this ain't it, sis.
When and I say you are literally prophesying to my life right now.
They going to push you around till you decide to say, this ain't it. A homegirl got to go because she about to start working on her. And so, listen, the only thing I could do was stay faithful.
Man.
You know, I serving, showing up to serve, that's literally riding up the street, tears in my eyes. Because I'm like, I don't know what tomorrow's going to look like. Ugh. But I'm going to serve. I'm going to serve strong. And because that was the only thing I knew I had. Yeah. Like, I know these people got a church.
Jesus.
They need some people to help. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to help. And then when I get home, we're going to figure it out.
Man.
And as I started to move stuff, answering the phone for people, being comfortable to say, I can do this.
Yeah.
And being okay with them maybe not trusting me until I show them being okay. Things just started to come together for me. But I'm going to tell you, it has not been a cakewalk. But I gotta keep saying, I decided to do what we got. I know people love the Lord and we love the Lord and we have the Lord, but when I say doing it with God, I literally, sometimes people come to me, I got an idea, Chess. I see you should be doing this, should be doing that. Okay, I hear you, but I literally go home, walk around for days with the idea, pray on it, figure it out. And then come back to it, because I don't want to make a move without God.
Man.
I've seen people who are not attached to God and they are working in their gifts and they're doing well. But sometimes you see the missing when things fall apart, you know, sometimes they tap out. And with me, when I was about to tap out, I just feel like God, I was out and God was just holding me up.
Yeah.
Like, girl, you here. I got you. But I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it. I had to get to the cusp of 2023 really to say, this is it. This is your coming out. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm literally celebrating every no, every yes, everything. Sometimes people literally have said the worst. And I may have not received it as the worst. But I still feel okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, that's the decision they had to make. Now, what's the decision we gonna make?
Right.
Right? And they may have made a decision with God in mind, but also I have to make a decision, right?
For
and
sure.
I have to be okay with the decisions going forward.
Okay. So let me ask you this, though. Because I remember you said that there was a time that, of course, the Lord asked you to walk away, right? Mm-hmm. Walk away from your 9-to-5 in order to pursue and building business with him, right? Mm-hmm. And you said something so powerful. You said, I hit rock bottom and didn't know that I hit rock bottom. Mm-mm. Like, how can you even articulate or find the awareness to know that, I hit rock bottom back then, but like, how did you even like come to that resolve? Like, I hit rock bottom and I should have been depressed. Like, I should have lost all of my marbles.
I literally said, it didn't even come to me until, and I'm going to be real transparent, until I got a letter in the mail one day.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, y'all, it had the largest balance on it. I kid you
not. Man.
So y'all the first to hear this. Had the largest balance on it.
Man.
I didn't realize the time frame. Didn't even look down at the time frame. Now, there were some things I had to go without. There are some things I had to say no to.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things that had to go unpaid.
Wow.
But I was like, God, I'm sure in this one thing. You told me to walk away from this, right?
Yeah.
Because you, like, my mental health, I literally would have lost it all. I felt myself, yeah, I would have been right up there.
Yeah.
Checking in. They would have had a wristband around me.
Man.
But because I heard it, I said, I really got to tap in with whatever God, I need to go home and I need to take care of me.
Yeah.
God was literally saying, whatever taking care of you looks like to keep you together, if you're going to have to miss a bill, a few bills, I literally said, I'm depending on you, God.
Man.
I'm depending on you. Literally, months, days, there were some things that went unhandled.
Mm-hmm.
I was as happy as a Jezebel. I don't know. I don't know if that's the term to use, but or a bug. I was just
Girl,
happy.
I was happy as a Jezebel.
I was happy as a bug. Listen, I'll be walking, you know, just doing, hey, friend, going to see family. There was not a tear that dropped out of my eye.
And this wasn't a mask. This was actually the...
This was
the,
me.
Man.
I wasn't even hiding it then. Wasn't hiding anything. But I knew I hit rock bottom when around July 2022, I got the bill. And I said, where were you when you was accumulating this bill? Like, where were you? Nobody can. The things that would have happened to someone else, I've seen it happen to people. The things I've seen people go through with what had I was in front of, I said, ooh, well, why nobody came knocking on my, why nobody,
right?
What's going on? And how I knew, one day I'm sitting at my desk, the same bill that I'm sitting here like, okay, we got to figure this out because I'm not trying to go down in history like this, you know.
Right.
We're going to figure this out. The same people that sent me the bill called me and said, we see this balance. Y'all, the balance was like $23,000. They said, we see you have this outstanding balance.
Oh, God.
Right now we want to offer you a waiver.
Oh, God.
All you have to do, they didn't say I had to fill out 5 documents, 10 people.
I will tell this
they
whole
said,
setup.
All you have to do is respond to my email and say you accept this waiver.
I will tell
so
this
I said,
whole
okay,
thing
and by
up.
Accepting this waiver, what rights am I waiving? Ma'am, you're not waiving any rights. We just won't disclose this bill ever again.
These curtains finna come down. I'm
so
about to
I
lose.
So when I say I decided to do this with God, y'all, I cried sometimes. There were some things I couldn't do. But, y'all, I didn't miss a beat with my family. My family, if they... She doing all right. She's doing well. She's doing wonderful. I was able to start serving.
This is so good.
And that be okay. I didn't flinch. I said, all right.
Because
I was like, was I here on earth during this time? Creating this balance?
Where was I at?
Because who let somebody walk around and rack it up like this? But I really said to myself, now I was like, I looked at my bank accounts. I said, did you have the capacity to even pay this? No. Nobody bothered me. Nobody made me feel uncomfortable. But that was rock bottom. Where
wow.
That balance was, a lot of people, and I was like, I was really on rock bottom.
Yeah.
And I started to say, well, who was with me? Not to anyone's fault,
yeah,
at all. But I start to examine as I'm in my devotion, like God was saying, you know, God a jealous God now.
Mm-hmm.
He really wanted to remove a lot of things so that all I had was him to get to give the credit.
Man.
So, and not because I doubted him, because I've never doubted God at any moment,
yeah,
but I feel like he was giving me that to give to somebody else. He said, I need you to be the example.
Yeah.
I need you to say how faithful and believe,
yeah,
like the same way I'm angelic and I show up sometimes. I didn't really notice that about myself. So a lot of people kept saying it. You're always so happy. And I'm like,
you
I
really,
really
are.
Am happy.
You really are.
Like, I done got my... Whatever was wrong, I've literally made sure it's okay so that I can be the best for you guys. But like, God wanted me, like, even when things come to me, even when God gives me something, I'm like, God, you don't want me to hold this. So every time when God gives me something, I'll go before and I say, God gave me this, and it's corporate. Because God has to be using me because he's keeping me.
Yeah.
Like nothing has, the walls that I thought were up, nothing has come. Nothing has come to stop me. And so God is building my confidence because,
yeah,
he's like, you got to show other people this. Like, you building with me. every wall that you think, because as soon as somebody says something, we see a wall automatically, right? Right. I see wall. And I look ahead and I'm like, there's no wall.
Now, for you, what does the wall represent?
Let me tell you. So that wall that I see, how many people say, well, how you going to do it? Maybe you should wait.
And this is what people are saying.
Yeah. Maybe you should wait. That doesn't make sense.
Wow.
Well, why don't you go back to where you were, what you used to do? You did that so well. Jeez. Why don't you go back to doing that? And I had to come to a resolve. Some people are confident killers. They are confident killers. I didn't want to say that. I never wanted to acknowledge that. I was 15 years old, not knowing that people were jealous. So when I was 15, I did not think there were people that were just jealous. Man. I never thought like that. And so walls, those walls represent things, the things that people are like, you do that? You think you can do that?
I'm wow.
Like, well, I think I can do it because, I mean, I've done it for five years. Right. I've done this for six years. I just didn't have the right platform. Oh, well, you know, it's going to take this, it's going to take that. Okay. Well, I hit rock bottom and I was building.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing you can put in front of me
mm-hmm.
that God hasn't already started to remove, you know?
Right.
Like he's in the works of it. And I, because I'm telling you, I'm quick. When somebody else says, like, maybe you shouldn't, or if somebody suggests something, I'm like, the wall that's going to come, though, as soon as we go propose it. And then I look and God's like, yeah, you held your head down. I told you to put your head down and go to work. But I didn't tell you to hold your head down when it comes to me leading you. You got to put your head up and walk.
Man. Ooh, say that one more time, friend.
You got to put your head up and walk.
Yes.
So, and I want to say this to anybody that's like right now in that position where like right now I just got to put my head down and grind. Put your head down and grind. But make sure when it's God leading you, you got to look up. You got to look up. You got to look up. When it's God leading you, you got to. Because I thought my head was going to be down for a minute.
Mm.
And I'm like, just grind it out. Put your head down. Nobody will notice you.
Jesus.
You're going to be all right. God's like, I'm asking you to pull your head up. And what does that look like, pulling your head up?
Yeah.
There's going to be people, ministry, that are going to see things in you that you don't see in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to ask you, hey, are you capable of fulfilling? You're like, oh, that sounds good. You don't know it has to be in front of a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, let me just wait. No, we need you to get up here and do this. I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And God is like, no, I called you to this very area.
For sure.
And when it gets uncomfortable, if it ain't right, just say it ain't right. It's okay. But if it's with me, put your head up and walk.
I just need a moment to let that sink in. It's okay for you to keep your head down in a season.
Right.
When I call you to go underground and focus and grind it out. But when it's time for you to be released by me, as in God.
Right.
I need you to look up.
You got to look up.
Ugh.
How you gonna lead people and you ain't looking up? Because here's what it says. And when people, we often get this misconception that we got to lead, when we leading people with, so the first thing you think of when you wanted to lead the line and you was in the front, you can't lead people with your head down.
Ugh.
And literally leading people looks like this. Sometimes you got to be in the back of the line. Because you got to be able to look to the right, to the left, and behind you to make sure that the people that's going in front of you that you're trying to help are getting the help that they need. You can't be in the front. You can't be in the front saying, y'all got everything y'all need back there? What's over you? They're depending on you. So sometimes you got to position yourself in the back.
So I hear all of that. But if there was any gem or nugget that I feel that people could take away from this. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I hear is if you are called to be a leader or if you are required of God to be a leader in any capacity, you're going to have to look up.
You're going to have to look up.
You cannot play it small in leadership.
You can't play it small.
That's one, good. One, I am not going to hold you.
Once I learn, girl, get back there. That thing, it's a reason why I'm in the cut. Because I'm looking out, right? I'm looking out. I've learned to look up. Get back here. You get comfortable with being back here. If you in the back, that's okay. Because they're walking around doing things. But the moment something feels uncomfortable to them, something doesn't go right, they're depending on you, right? They're depending on you to give them an answer. But if you ahead of them, how you gonna know? How are you gonna help them? And that's the same thing God is doing with me in business. He's like, so many people for women have just gone ahead. You hear stories about, I can't get along with her in business. I can't get a man. God was like, girl, get in there. People that even clean for me in my business, I know their names. I know their jobs. I know what they're wanting to do, what they're seeking to become, and all of that.
But that comes with the call.
That comes with the call.
And there was no way that you were going to be able to figure that out about your people had you not been looking up.
Had I not been looking up. Sometimes I'm coaching in offices about sales, getting to know team members. And they like, I'm like, all right, you get these numbers. And they will express like, I'm having a hard time with my connecting with my boss. And I'm like, okay, well, we're going to see what the errors are and what we can do. And when I get up, I'm like, all right, this is what I'm here for today on Thursday. I will literally get up and they'll say, are you coming back tomorrow? you know, I'm teaching you numbers and you go over here crying. I'm like, why are you crying, baby? And like, because you see what I can't see right now. And I'm like, God, like, and like you said, the jobs I do are not conventional.
They're not.
They are not. And I'm in here like, God, I came here to teach them how to become better salespeople. And I came out, they crying, they ain't writing.
They going through deliverance.
They trying to find my number. They got their numbers now. We going to get what we get. But they're like, you literally saved my life.
Wow.
And people who know me, who's worked with me in the past, they'll tell you, Chess was always telling somebody when she interviewed them, if they got a passion, she'd be like, wait. Let's revisit your passion. Okay, if you're passionate, why are you here right now? If God gave you the capacity, if he gave you the tools, run after it. People think I'm foolish, but I'm going to tell you now, I started with nothing. No savings account. I'm not telling you that's the best way to start. I started with a word, and it wasn't a word I was looking for. I wasn't looking for a word. I was just trying to maneuver the ways to keep my sanity, and I was just praying. I was staying faithful. And literally, while I'm tearing up and trying to figure it out, God's like, I didn't tell you to go look for another job. This is why this is so uncomfortable for you. I told you to leave your job, come on home, sit down, and let's start working on you.
Wow.
And it was hard because, girl, you know how I get. We supposed to be at the house working on us. We all outside on the bikes.
Not on the bikes.
Distracted. Maybe I go for a bike ride today.
That's tough, man.
God, he told you to come on in the house.
He said, sit your tail down.
And like, get in this Devo and do it.
That's so good.
And I, for a minute, I started to get a little right. hard against God. And it got dark because I started to feel like I couldn't hear God.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean I'm walking around, I cannot hear you. What it looks like is distraction.
Absolutely.
There's people telling you, girl, we in a whole pandemic. Where's your God? I'm like, okay. Yeah, I mean, we in a whole pandemic. I mean, it came left, right. Yeah. And I'm like, God, I need a word. I cannot hear from you. It's dark out here. What's going on? We in this thing together.
Wow.
What's going on? He was like, you let distraction come.
Man.
And so I had to see all of this, like, past tense. You take me from a job. You put me in the house. I start to get impatient. I'm pulling on everybody left and right. Now everybody's talking about God and Jesus. What Jesus? And girl, you believe in that stuff? I'm like, why is this stuff happening? And God, where are you? I cannot hear you.
Right.
Like, what's going on? And God was like, I didn't. And then he said, I didn't tell you the people. You pulling on all these people. I told you to get in here and get with me.
Jeez.
And let's get it. it, my life, I will say, I know everybody say it, but I will tell you my life will never be the same from 2020. And I'm talking about the good, the most positive thing that came out. I hit rock bottom, persevered.
Yeah.
I did what they say. They still looking. And this podcast, they gonna see me. So I have to get comfortable with that, though. I have to get comfortable with being able to tell my story. To say, hey, this is the where God has called me to lead people.
Absolutely.
God entrusted us, those who care for people right.
Man.
And listen, God, I was like, God, you gave me a good job. You was like, girl, go over there and start and serve. And you can, if you can treat people right for free.
Man.
If you can pee for absolutely no cause.
Jeez.
Then you deserve to be in business.
Wow.
You deserve to be in business. And this is all like this walk I'm going through now is just confidence, building confidence. Now we are, I'm like, really, I heard your podcast about like you have trouble taking compliments or.
Oh man. It was bad.
Things like that. I have trouble when people find me and they like, I'm like, wait, you really, you hear me? Like,
yeah.
You think I'm dope? Like, you think my work good?
Girl.
Like, okay, let's go. But then it comes on the back of me. Something starts to tap me. Like, well, what do people in the past gonna say about it?
Yeah.
And then I had to get comfortable with that too. I had to say, let them people talk.
Forget them folk.
Let them people talk, because whatever they talking about,
it ain't got nothing to do with you anyway.
It might not have nothing to do with you. And if it's something that is true, you've already, it has already come out of my mouth. You've already heard it. We good over here.
And you've evolved.
And I'm evolved. So, listen.
This has been, honestly, I am still trying to gather, because a lot of these pauses that I'm taking, one, I be trying to pace myself because I be stumbling on my words and it's giving Moses sometimes, but I'm really trying to digest literally all that you have said, because it resonates so deeply in my heart and in my spirit. And I wouldn't be surprised if, like, you know, whoever is listening, tuning in on the other side of the screen, on the other side of the whatever, that they feel what you're like, they feel whatever it is that you're going through, they feel that. Exactly. And they're experiencing that. I can say for me, my own personal experience, I'm not gonna say, like, you know, I have hit rock bottom, but I know what rock bottom looks like. And I admire, thank you, Holy Spirit, I actually admire and am extremely inspired by how you chose to be, you chose contentment. If that makes sense, you chose not to let your heart be affected by what was happening around you. Mm-hmm. And you still allowed God to be God in the midst of your circumstance. It doesn't mean like we're not going to get mad. It doesn't mean that we're not going to experience some type of bitterness towards God.
Right.
Especially in the pandemic. I felt the same way. I was like, ooh, Jesus, where you at? They going crazy out here, Jehovah. What you doing?
Yeah, they like the pandemic up to, you know, right. They really like trying to shine on us.
I was like, Jesus, you gonna say something or not? Do I need to step in? Is it given? But I felt the same way, especially going through the pandemic. I was like, God, where you at? Sometimes I couldn't hear God. And there are some times where we're so distracted, and that helped me out too. Like I said, I'm literally digesting, making sure that these things are pricking my heart, because I want to carry these things with building my own confidence. Like, a lot of the times whenever I feel disconnected or is not as close with God, it's because I'm distracted. If I look over all of my, what I do on a daily basis, child, and I see all what I got to get done and all of my little tasks, and I sit there like, have you done this with God? Have you talked to him about this? Have you made this move with him in the midst of your, was he in the business meeting? Did you tell him about it?
Exactly.
And I can honestly say that it makes a whole lot more sense now, because I'm like, I haven't really been talking to you about this part of my life, God.
And sometimes, I'm going to tell you the most disobedient part of me is when I get distracted, things start moving fast. So sometimes I'm distracted. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, you, all right. I see you, homegirl. I see you doing your thing. And things will start. He knows my thing is when things start moving fast.
Mm.
He knows that I don't like to fast. God knows. He knows. Ooh. He knows that his dealings with me comes out of fasting.
Jeez.
So God said, I'm going to start moving things where she start looking left, looking right, looking, and then she gets worried. So it causes me to get, God knows that.
Yeah.
And I say, that thing ain't happening because of the devil. That's God. Like, I'm not playing with you. Come on, get in this room.
Honey, he didn't yank my coattail a little bit. My bad, Jesus.
Exactly. And I'm like, oh, I know we ain't got to go fast.
Yeah.
But that's just, you know, I don't know what it looks like for other people, mm-hmm. but I'm going to tell you, God, if you are God's child, and I'm talking about if you respond to God, because God, we all his, but if you respond to God, he loves you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He knows what we need, and he despises when we go against it. He's like, why are you doing this? So it's like he knows each of his children,
yeah.
and he knows what will bring them back to him.
Man,
he knows it. Sometimes he say it's got that the car got to set on fire and they're gonna return to me. That fight has to happen and they're gonna return to me. He knows things have to start going fast for her, and she's gonna get worried and she has to return to me. So if you find out what it is that keeps happening and you're saying, I return to God. Don't be shamed for it. Don't be ashamed for it. Just know that's where God deals with you. And it's not the bad dealing.
Yeah.
It's, I need you to get over here because I'm trying to show you some things.
Mm.
That's it. I'm just trying to show you some things and you need to get over here. And you're my child. You love me and your faith is as long as it. So I know you're going to come. Just come on. That's how he deals with us. He deals with his children differently, but it's for the same cause. It's for the same reason.
And so I actually want to pick your brain on even this, because like I said, when we go through certain things or when God allows certain parts of us or that we thought were fruitful, when he allows those things to kind of dry up, to get us back into a position that's seeking him, that's trying to focus on what he's trying to do and the direction that he's trying to give, how would you encourage or even what would you say to the individual that has carried the woe is me mentality? So when stuff happens, all they do is get stuck kind of in the, dang, God, you did this to me. You did this to me. Like, you took my car. Now I can't do this. Like, you know, they get caught in the woe is me. How would you encourage that person?
So one thing I want you to remember, God's promise to you. If you are connected to God, there is something that God, whether it was 20 years ago or 2 days ago, that God has revealed to you about your life.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that time. And the reveal is it was fruitful.
Mm.
Whatever it is, it was fruitful. Understand that God is not a man to lie.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you're feeling you're in that place, go back to whatever he said over your life, that things have gotten in the way. Mm-hmm. It hasn't happened yet.
Man.
And remember that God gave it to you. It's going to come to pass. Come out of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Look up. Look to him. Mm-hmm. Keep walking forward. And I want to say this to you.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, girl. That it is.
So we'll give you what God gave me.
All right.
And it was crazy.
In front of the cameras.
I'm going to give you this, and it's going to be funny. It's going to be because I was at a point in time where I thought that everybody's supposed to be going to church. Everybody's supposed to just, you know, we got to stick to our word. We got to do this.
Yeah.
And we do. Yeah. Those things we do got to look to. We got to look to that. And then, God, there was a time I was going through a relationship, got our relationship. God said, I was like, God, I'm going to tell you, I'm hurt in this position. I'm hurting. This has hurt me.
For sure.
I need to heal.
Mm-hmm.
I was going through healing because we all healing. It don't get healed.
Jesus.
We are all still healing. But God came to me. He was like, girl, you can date. And I'm like, hold on. What does this look like? And it was so funny to me. I laughed. But God had trusted me enough. He said, you've gotten to a place where I trust you, right? And it was just so funny that I even missed the assignment there. I did it. I was happy. I was telling my friend, girl, they was laughing at me. They're like, well, okay, you can date. Okay. But there was something deeper there. Mm-hmm. God wanted to remind me of something. I'm 35. Mm-hmm. I'm not married and I don't have kids. Mm-hmm. And when I said, go back to the place, the promise, mm-hmm. I remember being like 19 and I remember God like... fruitful. Because I wanted to leave Sunday school. I wanted to pray. And I remember being around 19, 20, and I remember God just showing me, like, family. Like, yeah. Girl, you're going to have a family. You're going to get married. I'm like, God, I want these things, right?
Yeah.
So when I got about 29, I said, all right, God, no marriage, no ring. You know, is it me? Like, what am I doing wrong? Yeah. I started to say, what am I doing wrong? And when I got to 33, I said, I'm okay. Without having children. Mm-hmm. I said I'm okay without having children. And God, if I don't get married, okay. There was somebody who was not supposed to be married in the Bible. Like, they were supposed to do ministry, and it's there. And I'm like, God, if that's me.
That ain't
me. I started to groom myself to get comfortable, right? Mm-hmm. That I'm getting to that age where I may not have kids, mm-hmm. right? And I feel like you got to a point, and now you know, because you really walking on it, that you was like, God, these things may not happen for me. Mm-hmm. They're still going to happen. Mm-hmm. And just like for me, like you desire marriage, you desire kids, those things are going to happen. Literally had told someone that I said, these businesses and these things that I do, because mm-hmm. it's God's telling me that that's constantly on your mind. Mm-hmm. The business that you do, the things that you do, well, God, how am I going to make provision? Literally, God told me, I am giving you a season of the serial entrepreneurship. You're going to steward these things very well. You're going to build these things good. Yeah. I'm calling you back to marriage. I'm calling you back to children.
Wow.
I was like, now, wait a minute. Maybe this is the Holy Spirit and I'm getting it wrong. So we translating. But I have literally went back to the place. I wanted family. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be a business girl. Since little Oprah Winfrey, I have always wanted that. But I just, you know, we see so much now that you can't be this big businesswoman and businesswoman and do it all. But I tell you, God has said, you're going to multiply. You're going to be married. Your businesses will be well. And listen, I subscribe to that.
You know,
I put that on the wall.
I'm sick of
this. And I'm giving you that. I don't want you to get too worried that building your businesses is going to distract what God has called to you, what God has given over you. So build in this process, build in this time. But honey, oh girl, it's all going to come to pass. But I am literally gloating in that because, you know, in my devo, in my word, when I was like, wait a minute. And so I literally have been telling people, they were like, girl, so where you see your business going? I said, well, we got about 3 more years. We're not going out of business.
Right.
But there are going to be people in place to do what I have begun, the work that I have begun, because I have to transition.
Yeah.
Honey, I got to be a wife. Yeah. I got to take care of some kids. And people are like, oh, you just call him. Mm-mm. God knows our ins and outs. So if you're stuck, if you're someone like, should I launch this business? Should I do business as a woman? Should I remove the stigmatism? Because there is, they telling us, hey, you come out here talking about you the boss and all of this, then you be the boss.
Right.
But those things, if God has given you the vision, he said it.
Yeah.
God sometimes deal in segments. It can be a business segment. Then he's going to show you your life segment. He's going to deal with you in certain departments. But what God has given you and what he has said over your life, the good and the bad, is going to come to pass.
Yeah.
Just prepare for it.
And before I become a weeping mess.
Yeah, please don't, because I'm going to cry. The lashes is holding.
Child, I'm pretty sure this mascara didn't sit here and trail down my cheek by now.
No, you're good.
But I received that, and I figured it was funny because I was actually just, I don't think I had told anybody this just as of yet, because of course, for those who have been with me since the beginning, I always talk about how I am excited for marriage and how, like, you know, I believe God has been definitely positioning me, preparing me these last 7 years on not just to be a worthy wife, but, like, you know, an equally yoked companion.
Yes.
And you know that pressure that you feel when something is, like, close,
but you can't see it. You can just feel it. And there's this frustration that comes with it. But, you know, you got to keep cool. You kind of got to keep calm, because it's like there's more to life than this right now. Like, you have a business that you have to manage right now. You have people that you need to lead right now. And so your frustrations, they gonna have to hold off. And I remember just kind of replanning my mind. I was like, you know, if it doesn't work out, God, or if I have to wait a couple years longer, then at this point, I mean, you do whatever you want to do. And not to say that he's not going to allow me to wait. I just remember what he said. Mm-hmm. And I just remember what his promises are and were. And this isn't by any means, and this is probably the Holy Spirit even now. There is no chance by any means that the Lord is ever going to go back on what he said.
Never.
He's never going to change his mind. I'm about to combust. He's never going to change his mind concerning what he said.
Never.
And there is never, not even a force in heaven or in hell that can stop his promises from coming to pass. Why? Because his promises are yes and amen.
That's it. And so this is where confidence comes in. You have to go back to God. And you have to say, God, these people, you don't even have to say, God, these people saying. You have to say, God, I know what you said.
Man.
And I'm going to go forward.
Because all I got is what you said.
That's it. Because some are going to say yes and some are going to say no.
Yeah.
But we know that God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I'm telling you, God, he is about his children.
Yeah.
Okay. He is about his children. He's going to see that. The good, the bad, and everything. You get it.
Yeah.
God doesn't want the worst for us. He wants what's just and right for us.
Yeah.
We have to, we go through it, but remember what God said over your life.
Man.
And I tell a lot of people, and sometimes, you know, I don't know what God is speaking over my life.
Mm-hmm.
Have you asked God?
Mm-hmm.
Have you went to him directly? Sometimes we look to man to tell us about our own life. Because we feel like we not right to go to God.
Right.
No. It is yours to ask of.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most, it is you. You need to know about you before anybody else.
Jesus.
You need to know about you. But yeah.
Man. I'm okay. I'm okay, and I do. I receive the word.
And that's it. Kirsten, God got to stop. I mean, excuse me. They got to stop playing with us. Seriously.
Man.
And it's so funny. Mm-hmm. Stop playing with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's so God motivated. That's so God motivated, because as much as if I just say stop playing with me,
mm-hmm.
if I tell somebody to stop playing with me, they're going to look at me like, oh, she's serious, right?
Yeah.
No, we serious.
Yeah.
God's children, stop playing with us.
Because I said, like, in one of the previous episodes, because literally every episode that we recorded has been so profound in its own right. So many creatives or individuals or professionals in their own sphere of influence have not only shared a light on how God has moved in their respective mountains of influence, but they moved even in, like, the Spirit of God moved with even within this setting. And I remember I kept saying to somebody that was listening that if his word, I was on live. That's what it was. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I was on live and I kept telling somebody in the chat, as I was praying, I said, if his word says this, then stop playing with me. If his word says that I'm the lender and not the borrower, then stop playing with me. If his word says that I am above and not beneath, then stop playing with me. And that I'm honestly take that with me now, because it helps me to boost my confidence, even in, like, moments, like I said, of disbelief. If his word says that he'll do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could ever ask, think, or imagine, even concerning this set, whatever this podcast is meant to be, whatever my business is meant to be, whatever who is I am is meant to be, whatever my marriage is meant to be. If he said that he promised me to live long and prosper, then stop playing with me. Mind, stop playing with me. Emotion, stop playing with me.
That's it.
Devil, stop playing with me. Like, you know, people is are the lowest on the totem pole for sure, because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood.
No, we
wrestle against principalities and spirits. But at the same time, simultaneously, I don't care what spirit you entertain, if you are going contrary to the word of God, you stop playing with me too. And my goal, honestly, is to get to that space and to stay in that space consistently. And that's why I advocate so heavily for, we're boasting in the confidence that God has given us, not just according to our own abilities, because our abilities will fade.
Yes, it will.
Our abilities are not going to last long.
Not at all. You work with sometimes God will cut it prematurely.
Yo, like, I don't care if you work with your hands for 50 years, and I mean, well, 15 years, and you get arthritis, that thing gone just as quickly as it came. But my confidence, I'm declaring it consistently, is going to be found in God. It's going to be found in Christ. And so if God promised me this, then stop playing with me.
That's it. That's it.
Ugh. My friend, this has been amazing.
It has.
And
I didn't know this was going to turn into this.
It didn't turn. It didn't turn.
We had a good time. We're having a good time. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so I actually have a question to ask you.
Sure.
Before we close this thing on out, friend.
Okay.
If you did not have a worry in the world or care in the world, everything was taken care of, everything was all expense paid, what would you see yourself doing?
Not a worry, a care. Serving the Lord, mm-hmm. serving in his house, one,
mm-hmm.
because he paid it all.
Mm-hmm.
Then two, I would honestly say I'd be right here in Atlanta, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
probably waiting on my husband.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Send him, Lord.
And preparing for my children. Because I have not a worry in here in the world. If I want to be in Hawaii, I can get up from Atlanta, Georgia, and we're going to be able to fly.
Better catch another flight.
But there we go. But I, one thing I will say is I will never forget who provided it. It wouldn't change. Mm-hmm. God will have provided that for me.
Man.
And I ain't switching up on God.
And old girl, say that one more time.
I'm not going to switch up on God. That's it.
You're not going to catch me slipping.
Nah, you're not going to catch me slipping. Now, that don't mean, you know, I might travel a little bit more, but I'm not.
I'm going to take God with me.
Right. I'm not going to change who I am.
Yeah.
But we know that when we get more access, we get more ease. So I would definitely take advantage of that and move into that space 100% serving God.
Absolutely.
Okay. No, for real.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's been in my greatest takeaways. Like, I started serving God at a young age, even in just wanting to teach Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was happy about those things. Those things made me happy. It wasn't one of those things, girl, you want to teach Sunday school? And I'm like, no, yes. you know, so I would definitely, that's it. I'll be right here.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. And I even speak a blessing over you. I'm trying to figure out if I want to disclose this, but it's two things. I do want to sow into you for sure. And I was going to do that when we talk anyway, but I'm still making known. But I do want to sow into you, one. And I wanted to speak a blessing over you, two. That the Lord fulfills every desire in your heart, and that he also simultaneously exceeds it.
Jesus.
And so where you have desired serving and you have desired being on islands and taking trips without a worry in the world, I pray that the God who hears us and tends to our needs begins to shower you with those things, not necessarily because we deserve it, but because he loves you first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And he wants those for you as well.
And I received that.
Of course.
Thank you.
Girl, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Now, once again, before I am a weeping mess, where can they find you?
So you guys can find me. You can find me on IG at @its_Chesley. You gonna drop this in the link? You gonna drop the link? If not, it's ITS underscore Chesley, Chesslee. Mm-hmm. You can find me there, and if you follow that journey, I'm gonna start to pop out. I promise you. I'm going to start to pop out, and it's going to give you so many key places to where you can find me. This is literally 2023 is my journey for me to find my voice.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
And so those who working with me, they'll tell you like she real silent on that end. Like, so I am really, this year is a journey for me. Mm-hmm. I have quite a few people I've been able to tell people, listen, it's nothing there for a reason because mm-hmm. we popping out. We're going to pop out. We're going to do it right.
That's facts.
We're going to make sure that we capture the audience of people who mm-hmm. you guys get to see. I don't know when y'all going to get my full story. It's going to take a while. But I want you guys to see that nothing that you see me standing, me smiling, it is really God.
Yeah.
It is really God. I didn't hit the jackpot. I didn't fall into no money. Anything like that. I've hit rock bottom. I've had to work hard. And you will see that it says the hardest working woman in business.
Mm-hmm.
I put that on when I started Instagram, I put that on there. When I didn't have the skills, I was like, you will not outwork me.
Honey, you ain't going to outwork me and you ain't going to outserve me.
Exactly.
Let's be very clear.
And the reason why I say that is because if I don't have the skill yet, I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm working on building that skill.
Yeah.
I'm working on getting there. And in order to get that skill, I got to be a student of the game. So I'm going to work hard.
Friend, and I ain't going to hold you. But that man you've been waiting on, the Lord has specifically prepared him to hold you up.
See, look at how you drop the mic. How you drop the mic now? Now I'm gonna accidentally make. Let's drop the mic.
That mic been falling for the last five, six episodes. At this point, just push it. But no, like I did feel that, and even if that's just encouragement from me, I mean, but I do believe it's Holy Spirit inspired. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But I truly believe this. Yeah, dang it!
Don't let the Spirit move. Listen.
The funny thing is, like, I just be going off in tongues. I just be like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, here we go, God. We doing that today? What we doing? We doing that today? Okay, this is what we doing.
But he has fully equipped that man to hold you up where you have had to bear this side, where you have had to bear your cross and honestly the cross of others. He is equipping you and strengthening you with a man and a fortress in the earthly realm. That is going to hold up your arms when you're building. Doesn't mean he doesn't have stuff of his own going home,
right.
But he's going to be graced to lift you. And it's going to feel like, it's going to feel a little iffy at first. It's going to feel a little funny at first. You're going to be like, I got it. It's fine. I can do it. But I feel like even now the Lord is going to be positioning you now to, like you said, to start to delegate and go into your little soft girl season. I'll let you do it. It's fine. You can do it. I'll take my hands off. So be ready, friend.
I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready.
And then stop playing with me.
Yes.
Well, listen, y'all. This has been so enriching. I don't even got no more, like, you know, hoop and holler left in me. This has really filled me up in so many ways that I can't even explain. But if you want to follow the podcast, you can follow us at Stop Playing With Me Podcast on Instagram, YouTube, and on any streaming platforms where there are podcasts. There's a lot of them. And if you want to follow your girl, you can follow me at kirsten.s.lewis. And last but certainly not least, if you want to follow the Holy Ghost, you can follow him at The Cross. Listen, I love y'all. We love y'all. And we're going to see y'all later. Peace.